Welcome to IELTS.net podcast, how to ace IELTS speaking, describing recent developments in your neighborhood or city. As an experienced IELTS speaking examiner, I've seen countless candidates struggle with describing recent changes in their local area. This topic is a perennial favorite in IELTS speaking tests, particularly in Part 2, and is likely to remain so in the future. Let's dive into how you can tackle this topic effectively and boost your speaking score. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In Part 1, the examiner may warm you up with some general questions about your neighborhood or city. Here are some common questions you might encounter. Do you like the area where you live? How long have you been living there? Have there been any changes in your neighborhood recently? Let's look at a sample answer for the third question. Examiner, have there been any changes in your neighborhood recently? Sample answer. Yes, there have been some changes. A new park was built near my house last year. It's quite nice, and many people go there to relax. Sample answer. Absolutely. In fact, our neighborhood has undergone a significant transformation recently. The most noteworthy development is the construction of a state-of-the-art community center, which was inaugurated just last month. It's been a game changer for local residents, offering a wide array of facilities, including a library, a gym, and spaces for various cultural activities. It's really breathed new life into our area. Part 2, Long Term. Now let's move on to Part 2, where you'll be given a cue card related to the topic. Here's a sample cue card. Describe a recent development in your neighborhood or city. You should say what the development is, when it happened, how it has affected the area, and explain whether you think this development is positive or negative. You'll have 1 minute to prepare, and then you'll need to speak for 1 to 2 minutes. Here's a sample answer. Sample answer, band 6-7. I'd like to talk about a recent development in my city, which is the construction of a new shopping mall. It was completed about 6 months ago and is located in the city center. The mall is quite big and has many shops, restaurants, and a cinema. It has affected the area in several ways. Firstly, it has created more jobs for local people. Secondly, it has given people more places to shop and enjoy themselves. However, it has also increased traffic in the area, which can be a problem sometimes. I think this development is mostly positive. While the increased traffic is a drawback, the benefits of having more job opportunities and entertainment options outweigh this negative aspect. The mall has made our city more modern and attractive to visitors. Sample answer. I'd like to shed light on a recent and significant development in my neighborhood, which is the implementation of a comprehensive urban renewal project. This ambitious initiative was launched approximately 18 months ago and has dramatically transformed the landscape of our local area. The project encompasses various elements, including the revitalization of old buildings, the creation of green spaces, and the enhancement of public transportation infrastructure. One of the most striking aspects of this development is the conversion of an abandoned factory into a vibrant cultural hub, complete with art galleries, performance spaces, and workshops for local artisans. This urban renewal has had a profound impact on our community. Economically, it has stimulated local businesses and attracted new investments. Socially, it has fostered a stronger sense of community, with the new spaces serving as catalysts for social interaction and cultural exchange. Environmentally, the increase in green areas has contributed to improved air quality and biodiversity. In my opinion, this development is overwhelmingly positive. While there have been some temporary inconveniences due to construction work, the long-term benefits far outweigh these short-term drawbacks. The project has not only enhanced the aesthetic appeal of our neighborhood, but has also improved the quality of life for residents. It stands as a testament to sustainable urban development and community-driven progress. Follow-up questions. How has this development changed people's daily lives? Do you think there will be more similar developments in the future? Sample answer for question 1, band 6-7. This development has changed people's daily lives in several ways. They now have more places to shop and relax. Also, some people have found new jobs at the mall. However, some residents complain about the increased noise and traffic. Sample answer for question 1. The urban renewal project has fundamentally altered the daily routines of local residents in multifaceted ways. Firstly, the improved public transportation has significantly reduced commute times, allowing people to allocate more time to leisure or family activities. Secondly, the new cultural hub has enriched the community's social life, with many residents now regularly participating in workshops or attending performances. Moreover, the increased green spaces have encouraged a more active lifestyle, with more people engaging in outdoor exercises. However, it's worth noting that some residents have expressed concerns about rising property values potentially leading to gentrification. Sample answer for question 2, Band 6-7. Yes, I think there will be more developments like this in the future. Cities are always changing and growing. People want better places to live, so the government and companies will probably continue to build new things. Sample answer for question 2, Band 8-9. I'm inclined to believe that we'll see an increasing number of similar developments in the future. This project has served as a blueprint for sustainable urban renewal, and its success is likely to inspire other neighborhoods and cities to follow suit. Moreover, with the growing emphasis on sustainability and community-centric urban planning, such holistic approaches to development are becoming more prevalent. However, it's crucial that future projects take into account the unique characteristics and needs of each community to ensure they're truly beneficial and not just cookie-cutter solutions. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. In Part 3, the examiner will ask you more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some sample questions and answers. Examiner, how do you think urban development affects the environment? Sample answer, Band 6-7. Urban development can have both positive and negative effects on the environment. On the positive side, new buildings can be more energy efficient, which is good for the environment. Also, developing public transportation can reduce car use and pollution. However, construction often destroys green spaces and habitats for animals. It can also increase pollution if not done carefully. Sample answer, Band 8-9. The impact of urban development on the environment is multifaceted and complex. On one hand, well-planned urban development can contribute significantly to environmental sustainability. For instance, the implementation of green building technologies, such as solar panels and efficient insulation, can substantially reduce energy consumption. Moreover, compact urban design can minimize the need for transportation, thereby reducing carbon emissions. However, we cannot overlook the potential negative consequences. Rapid urbanization often leads to the destruction of natural habitats and biodiversity loss. It can also exacerbate problems like air and water pollution, especially in developing countries where environmental regulations may be less stringent. The urban heat island effect is another significant concern, where cities become much warmer than surrounding rural areas due to the prevalence of heat-absorbing surfaces. Ultimately, the key lies in striking a balance between development and environmental conservation. This requires comprehensive urban planning that prioritizes sustainability, incorporates green spaces, and utilizes eco-friendly technologies. It's also crucial to involve local communities in the planning process to ensure that development aligns with their needs and preserves the local ecosystem. In your opinion, what are the main challenges of sustainable urban development? Sample answer, Band 6-7. I think there are several challenges to sustainable urban development. One big challenge is money. Sustainable development often costs more, and cities may not have enough funds. Another challenge is balancing different needs, like housing, transportation, and green spaces. It's also difficult to change people's habits, like getting them to use public transport instead of cars. Sample answer, Band 8-9. The challenges of sustainable urban development are numerous and intricate. Firstly, there's the financial hurdle. Sustainable technologies and practices often require significant upfront investment, which can be daunting for cities, especially in developing countries. This is compounded by the fact that the benefits of such investments are often long-term and not immediately visible, making it difficult to garner political support. Secondly, there's the challenge of balancing various competing interests. Urban planners must juggle the needs for housing, transportation, economic development, and environmental conservation. This often involves making tough trade-offs and requires a holistic, integrated approach to urban planning. Another critical challenge is adapting to climate change. Cities need to build resilience against increasingly frequent extreme weather events, rising sea levels, and other climate-related risks. This requires not only infrastructural changes, but also shifts in policy and governance structures. Moreover, there's the social dimension of sustainability. Ensuring that urban development is equitable and inclusive is crucial, but challenging. Issues like gentrification and social segregation need to be carefully addressed to prevent sustainable development from exacerbating existing inequalities. Lastly, there's the challenge of changing deeply ingrained behaviors and cultural norms. Encouraging people to adopt more sustainable lifestyles, be it through reducing energy consumption, using public transport, or minimizing waste, requires long-term education and incentive programs. Addressing these challenges requires a multi-pronged approach involving collaboration between governments, businesses, and communities, as well as innovative financing mechanisms and technological solutions. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To boost your IELTS speaking score when discussing urban development, consider using these advanced terms and phrases. Urban renewal, URL, noun, the process of improving and modernizing a city area. Example, the urban renewal project transformed the old industrial area into a vibrant residential neighborhood. Gentrification, gentrisch, noun, the process of changing the character of a poor urban area through the influx of more affluent residents and businesses. Example, while the area has improved, some residents are concerned about gentrification pushing out long-time inhabitants. Sustainability, STAN, noun, the ability to maintain or support a process continuously over time. Example, the city's new development plan prioritizes sustainability in all aspects of urban growth. Infrastructure, R, noun, the basic physical and organizational structures and facilities needed for the operation of a society or enterprise. Example, improving public transportation infrastructure is crucial for reducing traffic congestion. To revitalize, vitales, verb, to imbue with new life and vitality. Example, the community center has helped to revitalize the neighborhood by providing a space for social interaction. Biodiversity, biodi, noun, the variety of plant and animal life in a particular habitat. Example, urban planners are increasingly recognizing the importance of maintaining biodiversity within city limits. Sustainable development, sustainable development, noun, development that meets the needs of the present without compromising the ability of future generations to meet their own needs. Example, the city's new policies aim to promote sustainable development through green building practices and renewable energy use. Examiner's advice. To excel in the IELTS speaking test when discussing urban development, prepare a range of relevant vocabulary. Familiarize yourself with terms related to urban planning, sustainability, and community development. Practice describing changes. Be ready to discuss both positive and negative impacts of urban developments. Develop your ideas. Don't just state facts, explain your thoughts and provide reasons for your opinions. Use real-life examples. Drawing from your personal experiences or knowledge about your local area can make your answers more authentic and engaging. Be aware of global trends. Understanding broader issues in urban development can help you discuss the topic more comprehensively. Remember, the key to a high score is not just about using advanced vocabulary, but also about expressing your ideas clearly and coherently. Good luck with your IELTS preparation.